Hey, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man, and you're listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. There's always a way out. I used to contemplate this on days when I felt as if I had been trapped, whether it was in a relationship or a job. You can always escape. There's always a way out. Think about it. Would you want to escape? What would make you seek a way out? Do you feel cornered? Do you feel like if nothing else changes, you have to do something extreme in order to get away from this problem that you have? Do you seek to be free? Because if you seek to be free, I can tell you that running away from the problem, escaping the problem, will not free you. There are many ways to free yourself, but running away, ironically, is not one of them. You can't hide from yourself. No man can hide from himself. Wherever you go, there you are. Whatever you do, you have done. There are no do-overs. There is no way to erase what is written in your history. It is there. Though once it happens, it has happened. It can't be revisited. And all we can do is learn from it. Yep, there's always a way out. But I don't recommend seeking ways out. I recommend seeking a way in. Seeking to understand, to confront, to open doors. See, if we are to really understand ourselves, we cannot be forced to go outside of the problem. We cannot seek to go outside the problem, for there's never an answer there. There's only escape. There will always be escape. Running. Yeah. We all want to run. Nobody wants to experience disappointment, pain, anger, anguish. That's not what gives us pleasure. But I think people are misinterpreting life to mean that we must always be happy. Happiness is not the goal of life. The goal of life, in my opinion, is to be strong. Is to endure. Is to develop your will. To engage life as it is on this stage. To take every moment and squeeze out every bit of equity that's there. That's what life is about. So if you think that you have it bad, you probably do. And if you think that you have it good, you probably do. Because whatever you think is true. In my daily life, my mantra is memento mori. Remember your death. Remember that you will die. Because from there, you know to engage life right where you are, to confront it, to be present in every moment, because you can't get them back. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to try new things. And for God's sake, even though there is a way out, don't run away from the problem. Because the problem is never outside. It's always in. So instead of seeking a way out, seek a way in. The goal is to understand yourself and to forgive yourself despite yourself. For we all have relatively harsh lives. This planet is always trying to destroy us. It's always seeking to ruin us. Because that's what it is. Life is the greatest challenge. The greatest challenge is to take what you have and make the best of it. It's like developing character, putting your best foot forward. I know it sounds cliche, but it is all about putting your best foot forward. It's about being the best person you can be. You shouldn't seek to hide, to run. You should seek to understand. And in doing so, you seek the kingdom of God. For he is within, never without.
Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. You can find links to more content on irregularman.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, my handle is @manirregular. Talk to you again soon. Peace.